what's happened is there's no consensus between the House and the Senate in funding the government. And what McCarthy had promised to do is get, quote, appropriations measures, agency by agency, more or less, 10 or 12 appropriations measures done by June, sent over to the Senate where they, and then eventually the way it's supposed to work is that you would have everything set and all the agencies funded, and the political battle's done by now, really. It should be done by now. Obviously, it's the deadline. The fiscal year begins October 1st. But instead, only a few appropriation bills have been passed, two or three of which were just passed this week. And because it's passed by the House, and there's some good things in the House appropriations measures that were passed. For instance, in the Department of Homeland Security appropriations measure, they prohibited the use of federal tax dollars to censor you, which is exactly the sort of thing they need to be doing. But that's all well and good because it needs to go over to the Senate. And then the Senate needs to agree to that, and then the president needs to sign it. So we're way off from that. So the fact that these appropriation measures have been signed doesn't necessarily get us the government to be funded. And so now they have to rely on continuing resolutions to allow that process in theory to work. Now, of course, the left doesn't want that process to work. They want spending to continue as it is with no conservative or anti-corruption reforms, as Judicial Watch has been calling for, and it will run up against the other deadline, even after a continuing resolution, assuming it's passed, ends. And then they'll be pushed to spend money for another month, or if the left gets its way, for another year, well past the election. And of course, the Uniparty, as many have called it, Republican leaders in the Senate who oppose conservative reforms through the budget process and this sort of fight around the continuing resolution are happy to see that go on as well, because 25 or so Republicans in the Senate voted for a continuing resolution, just so you know, for a continuing resolution that would fund everything you hate about the Biden administration in terms of its corruption. The border invasion, the continued harassing, unprecedented election interfering prosecutions of Donald Trump, the censorship, you name it, fully funded by Republicans in the Senate, at least 25 senators. Only 19 Republicans voted against it. But it's important you continue to maintain vigilance on this issue. And the question I have for you is, do you think that they should allow, and I mean meaning the House of Representatives that is nominally run by individuals who agree with us on these continuing, on these corruption issues, or so they say, should we allow the continuing resolution, or frankly any appropriations measures that flow after that, to fund Biden corruption? I mean, there is a story the other day that the Biden administration dropped over the last 2 weeks nearly 8,000 illegal aliens in the middle of San Diego. 8,000 in the last 2 weeks. The Biden administration is continuing to try to censor Americans. Obviously, they're targeting Trump. As we talked last week, they want to gag him and stop him from speaking through this prosecution. Literally, they don't want him to be able to mention President Biden's name, it looks like, in the context of this case. And then on top of everything else, you have the Biden administration illegally using tax dollars to push abortion through the Defense Department. I mean, we're supposed to be defending our nation, and they want to misuse those tax dollars to kill the unborn children of service members. And don't even get me started on the Ukraine issue, because I know people have different views on that. No changes. In fact, this is going to be the fight, right? And if you have concerns about the continued funding of Biden corruption and abuse, you need to keep on calling your members of Congress and share your concerns. 202-225-3121, 202-225-3121. In the least, I don't believe, personally, that your federal tax dollar should go to fund, for instance, Jack Smith. And I jokingly issued a compromise the other day, or offered a compromise the other day. Well, yeah, well, let's defund Jack Smith and send the money over to Ukraine, if that's what they want, to be funded so aggressively. But I tell you, given the Biden border invasion, the Biden prosecutions of his political enemies, both in the through the federal system and, frankly, through the state system, his allied political allies in New York and Georgia, I mean, they should be cutting all that money out of that, all the money out of those budgets. Jack Smith should be defunded, and I would curtail funding for Fulton County and Alvin Bragg's operation in Manhattan, and frankly, the New York Attorney General, who's trying to destroy, quite literally destroy, President Trump's business operations through this meritless lawsuit with a anti-Trump judge. You may have seen some news in that regard too. All supported with tax dollars, either directly in the case of the federal government or indirectly in the case of the state attacks on Trump, this election interference. So the battle's not over. Keep on fighting. Keep up with the heavy lifting. 202-225-3121. Thanks for watching. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button and like our video down below.